Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
We're back.
Oh, we're back. Part two. Still with Cal and Chip. Like that.
Yeah. What, you got my name right, guys?
you like that? I called you by your name.
No, I called you by your nickname. That's what I thought. That was just going to be cute.
To be fair, you've been calling me Josh.
Or, yeah. Okay. And then you like it. See, this is what we call progression, guys. Yeah. And in part two, it's now Chip.
It's sort of friendship blossom. Wow.
Yeah. And it was slow, right? You didn't notice it.
Yep.
Well, you did, because I looked at you.
I noticed it.
I looked at you, nodded, and went, and Chip.
You like that?
Made it as sensual as possible. You fucking like that, Chip?
You like that, Chip? But where did Chip come from?
So back in the day,
I swear this. If it's the story, I think it is.
So I was like 12 years old, and I needed an Xbox gamer tag, and I'm just sat there, and I think, oh, the Burnt Chip is such a funny name.
I've seen it, it's so funny.
And I was just whacked out as my Xbox gamer tag. I had it on my dinner plate. But like back in the day, I used to tell people that when I was younger, I put a burnt chip on my bum.
Up your arse.
On your bum.
Hang on. Let me get it right.
He's never told this part of the story, by the way, guys. I just wanted to be clear. He's just coming out with this now.
Wait.
So you put a burnt chip up your
arse? No, I didn't. I just used to say it's a banana. And people go, really? I was like, no. It was on the plate.
So you thought.
Firstly, let me get this right. You thought that burnt chip was a hilarious name.
I was a child. Give me a break. I was a child. Okay.
You're 12. I mean, is that not a child? We get humor at 12, and so that one. And then you thought, I don't want to make it even funnier. Is if I say I found the burnt chip on my butt.
This story is not complete. I need to.
Trust me. It was a long childhood, guys. Please, honestly, my granddad gave me an Xbox, so I needed an Xbox username.
I get it.
Yeah, that's how like mine came around as well, like Cal Freezy. It was all just because we had these like PlayStation names.
What did you put up your bum?
an ice cube. Freezy. Oh my god.
Yeah, Cal Freezy. So is that how you did it? Because of it was all PlayStation names.
Yeah, man. And then it's just you keep it going, and it's like, you know, I need to sign up to YouTube. Oh, I'll just use the same thing as my PlayStation name, and then it's
like, I swear to God, guys, like esports is just mad. Okay, so I know Sam Matthews, who he owns Fnatic.
Fnatic.
And I remember back in the day, again, he was telling me that he had this esports team and this, and I just couldn't get it in my mind. I was like, I don't understand. You got a team of people who play sports? He's like, no, they're gamers. And I was like, well, this is nonsense. That's never going to work. It's that industry is just going to boom, isn't it? Do we think?
Yeah, I mean, that organization and like a leader in their field as well.
Really?
Like they're massive. It's hard to compete with, like, you know, some of these like Korean and, you know, Asian organizations, because over there, like, you know, their esports players and things like that are genuinely treated like Ed Sheeran is over here.
Yeah. Are you serious?
I'm talking, they'll land at an airport and the airport's locked off.
Really?
It's over there, it's really, really.
It's like League of Legends, isn't it? That's what they play over there.
Sam Matthews at Fnatic used to throw parties in their warehouse.
Yeah.
It's like 2 a.m. and I'm trying to find the loo. And I opened this door. And it was like walking into like a mining factory, and there's just all these guys just like gaming away. And I was like, I'm just going to close that.
They're in there just gaming.
While you're having a huge fucking party.
Everyone's raving outside. They're still in there like mining away, doing what they do. I was like, I'm just going to close that door. It was weird.
Wow. You're sure there, you weren't you're... on acid as well. Like, they just walked into a room and they were like mining away. They were just going for it.
The acid could have done that.
But I think... I just find it so interesting with esports because so it's that big. So in Asia, this is actually quite a scary fact. So in Asia, gaming now is the second biggest addiction.
Behind
alcoholism, then it's gaming, then it's drugs. Alcoholism.
Alcoholism
is the top.
I thought like in those countries, alcohol wasn't like as big.
No, I guess so. I think it is. I'm pretty sure that's right. And so more people go to rehab now for gaming addiction than they do for drug. And then
what is it in the UK? Made in Chelsea's.
Made in Chelsea's number one addiction. Yeah, that's true. Fellas podcast, I think, is the second one. I think that's up.
And then crack. Actually. Yeah.
And then it's crack.
Crack comes in nice third place. Yeah.
But I think, some person died from gaming too much because their bladder burst or something like that because they refused to go to the bathroom.
You always get these like weird stories that pop up, and then everyone's like, "Wow, this is a serious problem."
It doesn't make sense. Just go for a piss.
Yeah, it's like this person had a bigger problem.
Just go and open the toilet door and just let it go.
But that person had a much bigger issue than gaming too much.
Yeah. Like, I used to quite like gaming when I was a kid, and I would hold it so much. I would sprint to the toilet, and it would literally just go all over the wall.
But wait, sorry, what? So you just didn't even bother aiming it?
Well, no, I would try, because I was bursting so much by the time I got there I'd kind of lost control.
It does go crazy when you hold it and you let it go and it's like fountain
fire hose.
Fire hose, perfect way to say it.
I remember when I was a kid, this is a bit odd. I remember when I was a kid,
tying string to your penis,
put some up your bum as well.
Jamie's put a lot of stuff up his bum. he has a weird bum fetish. I'm not even lying, you do.
You couldn't even say that with confidence.
It's like suggesting I put a hamster up there, like, honestly.
You put hummus up your arsehole.
Have you?
Around it, and your girlfriend licked it out.
No, really?
That's like the most West London thing of all time, by the way.
Oh, right there.
It's like, you know, some people might put a bit of Nutella there. I don't know. Just
some people put a burnt chip, but no hummus.
But hummus, that's one step too far. Yeah.
No, I did. I remember still when I was a kid, one of the worst pains I had, I was in the bath, and I went to pee, but then I held my penis and to not let the pee out.
As
and
did.
Still to this day, it was one of the worst pains. I was like, oh my God, what the? No one else has done that? All right, guys. Shut up, burnt chip. What are you? But I don't know, so with gaming things, but with you guys, why wouldn't you, because you have that platform and you have that engagement, you have all those things, why wouldn't you create like a gaming team or something?
It's expensive.
Like, it's expensive to do it.
Yeah, to do it properly. You have a lot of teams that pop up and they're like, oh yeah, I'm making an esports team or whatever. And it is so expensive. To be done properly and to scale it the way you want to scale it, like, you know, you have to have like minimum of like a few million pounds.
Why does it cost so much?
The players, and if you want to be competitive in that scene, then you have to pay the.
So is that getting footballers?
Yeah, exactly. But these guys are getting paid like footballers as well.
Really?
Yeah, like it's not like, oh, because they play games, they're 100 quid a week or something. It's like, no, these guys are earning millions a year. Like,
wow.
So you have to be willing to pay that for the top guys.
I saw an interesting thing. So LeBron James is on the front cover of ESPN magazine. Youngest person ever. He was youngest person ever. 16 years old. Mm-hmm. He was on the front cover. His son Bronny has now just beat his age for gaming. Isn't that right?
He was
for
FaZe.
For FaZe.
Oh, really? Yeah, they signed him up or whatever.
So what's FaZe though? What is FaZe?
That's like one of the biggest ones, to be fair. But it's more like just they've kind of like gone into like celebrity culture, like in LA. Like they're a big like team.
So like more of like a media house.
They're always hosting parties and stuff. They're kind of known in that area for being like. How would you describe
They're not an esports team. Like originally they were like a group of friends that were good at Call of Duty, and they were good at it. And then from there they moved into more like a lifestyle thing. So now it was more like just a big group of YouTubers. Mm. And then from there they started taking esports really seriously. So they invested in that, and now they're just like it's just a brand. That's probably the best way to describe it. I would say it's closer to a lifestyle brand rather than a gaming brand. Yeah.
It's just insane that this, because like, when we were younger, right, if you sat, if I came into school and said, yeah, I've been playing Mortal Kombat all weekend, people would be like, what? Go and paint some Warhammer. Yeah. Honestly, that's what the sort of idea behind what gamers are now, because gamers were typically, you know, you were nerdy, right? That's what you were. Now it's not. Now it's like seen as sort of the cool thing to be.
Yeah, we had to go through the fucking pain.
Yeah.
Now these are getting fucking easy.
Yeah, but that's what you guys would have done. You would have been ridiculed, right, for gaming too much. What do you mean you're gaming? You're sitting inside and just playing games and that's it? And that's kind of tough, I suppose, growing up. Did you guys experience that then?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. But, like, in school, like, you had your, like, certain friend group. And if you play games, they all probably play games too.
Yeah, and you'd
all just wait, Call of Duty, get home, you'd smash it out till 2 a.m.
It was amazing. Like, those were the best times. It was weird because it was more, I got more stick for doing YouTube videos back then because YouTube wasn't even a thing. So I would go into school and I would have made like a Call of Duty video the night before and people would be like, you make Call of Duty videos? Like, what the fuck is this? And you used to go in school. You get rinsed, but like Josh said, like, I was really lucky because I had that close friendship group in school. And they all just backed it. Like they were like, "Oh, you keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it."
That's wicked.
So that's probably the reason why I never like gave up during school, because like that definitely happens. Like even nowadays, is you know, a kid who probably really wants to do YouTube, whether it be gaming, whatever, probably makes a couple of videos. The school finds out,
and all the fun
kids
of him.
Fun of it, and he just gets rinsed. And then ultimately, it's just too much to hack, and he sacks it off. And that's what people don't hear about, is that I bet there's so many people that try YouTube that just don't make it because they've been essentially bullied out of it. So it's interesting.
Because you're putting yourself out there
in like, a completely different
to be
way.
Taken down.
Yeah.
And schools are quite savage as it is.
Did you have that, Josh?
See, I didn't start mine in school. So mine was... I was at uni and then it started blowing up and I dropped out of uni for it.
Where were you uni?
Manchester Met. Like there's two universities there, but it's a shit one.
Yeah, I went to Leeds, not the Met. Don't worry about it.
You got private school.
Yep. I did. Yep, that's right. And I did theatre and performance.
Really?
Yeah.
I did do that as well. In fact, you had a guest that I went to college with.
Who?
Is it Olivia Cook?
Olivia Cook. She's jokes, man. Yeah, she's so cool.
She was really good, to be fair, though. And there was like, I like.
She's done quite well now.
She was pretty good.
She's done. I don't know if you've seen it. There's one Amazon. She did Sound of Metal with Riz Ahmed. Do you see that one?
I've seen it, but I've not watched it.
Chip's a TV star as well. Chip, tell them about.
Come on, Chip.
I used to be an extra on Waterloo Road. Fucking loved it.
I knew I recognised
it. Yeah, I used to do it during school. But you know, like back in the day, it used
what's
to get me like.
Waterloo Road?
Waterloo Road.
Come on. Wow. Everybody in here knows Waterloo Road.
Waterloo Road. Yeah, there you are. Waterloo. Ellis, do you know Waterloo Road?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I think you're too. You're probably too old.
Am I too? Did I miss it?
You're too busy making your own show. Like,
that's true.
I was too busy being the star.
I was too busy being famous. What was Waterloo Road then?
It's just like a show. Well, it's just like based about in a school. Like it's based in a school, but it was actually really popular. I'm surprised you've not heard of it.
And you were the extra.
Yeah, well, not the one sole extra walking around the corridors. Like, there he is. There's extra.
You're one day like a teacher, next day your PE teacher's like, is that the same guy? Just like being different roles.
No, it was really good though, because you go and there'll be like a room of 50 people, all extras, and there'd only be like three guys, and the rest were all girls, and they're all the same age. And I was there like, this is it.
And what would you do? You're like 16, 17 years old.
And then you'd sit in the corner with the two boys going, she's fit.
One day.
And you'd just all be staring at her for about 4 hours until they come in and say, right, you lot are needed.
It's so true back in the day where you just wouldn't say anything. You'd like,
this is it, look away.
And then also you'd be like, Could have got with her if I wanted to. Never did.
Fell in love today. Okay, mate.
I remember I got one of the first parties I went to. I said this on the podcast before. I went to a party and Jemima, friend of ours. And I kissed this girl called Jemima, who's so pretty. We must be like 14. I went and told the boys, just kissed a girl. And they're like, who is it? And I was like, oh, cool, Jemima. She's like, is that her? I pointed at her. She was kissing another guy. And I was like, what the hell?
That's how Made in Chelsea started.
I went over to her and tapped her on the shoulder.
What, mid-kiss?
Yeah. I was like, what are you doing? And I went, what are you doing? And she said I was a mistake. And I was like, what?
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, my God. I was so like, savage. This is this moment that I thought was going to happen is actually happening. And we went home back to my house with my friends, and all my friends went to make toast. It was like, I don't know, it must be midnight or whatever, 11 o'clock. And I refused them. I took the toaster away because I said, no, because I was so upset that I had to be there. So I took the toaster away.
You brought away. Yeah.
If I'm not going to kiss, no one's having any toast.
This all makes sense. I know where it all comes from now. Yeah. It's from this one moment.
You would have been quiet. You would have been quite cool around. I was quite confident.
Really, but I can't really remember back then. It's all a blur.
You can't remember.
I look at you and I think you must have been a popular guy at school.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't know. I was okay.
Sorry, hang on. Right. And you look at me.
No way. No way.
Jesus, captain of the rugby team?
Yeah? Really? Where did you play?
I played fullback.
Okay. Yeah. So you know what? That actually goes a long way.
Yeah, it does.
Good.
Gives you straight away your
popularity. If you didn't have sport, you'd have been fucked.
I've always said this. When I have a kid... Yeah. We gotta look at sports early
e-sports.
Doors here.
Yeah.
But no, esports. It's not good enough yet. All right, we just gotta stick to, because I reckon if you're decent at a sport,
Project
in school,
Mbappe, like, yeah, it's gotta be done
exactly, and then you'll be fine.
I got a sports scholarship to my school, so I was really sporty. England on 16th January.
Don't worry.
What? Sorry, did I mumble over that? I shouldn't. But so that was true. As soon as you're sporty, you get popularity like straight away. So I was popular because you're sporty, right? So you can't not be popular.
Yeah.
But didn't you? You went to a co-ed school. I went to an all-boys school. So, but you must have had like you.
We didn't. We didn't actually have that many girls in our class. I think we had like 7 girls. So it was a bit of a scrap. It was a bit of a scrap. Yeah. It was intense.
When was your first girlfriend, Carol?
Fuck, I'm still waiting, actually.
Girlfriend, but like girl that you like.
They're fancy, then obviously. Well, okay, right. So I lived in Vietnam for a long time, right?
I
went to an international school there. And so,
yeah.
How old would I have been? Like really young, like
12?
8.
Eight,
nine, and I had my first girlfriend.
Yeah, I think I was.
That's early doors.
She was, Swedish, and I just remember going down there.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
your love.
Do you know what the crazy thing is, right? About 2 years ago, she added me on Facebook.
No way.
And I was like, I forgot that you.
Did your heart stop?
Do you remember that relationship we had when we were 8?
No, she fucking must have done. She added me.
Bro, I was playing Lego. I was playing with Lego building.
Nah, bro. I was too busy asking if I could hold her hand. It was going on.
It all came flooding back.
I remember. I didn't have the balls to message her though.
Yeah.
I just left it. I was there like, this is too much for me. Like, we're just gonna have to add. I'd never go on Facebook anyway, so I'm just gonna add you, and that's that.
I remember my first cinema date. And I spent the whole movie just thinking, okay, just touch her hand, touch her hand, touch her hand. And then the movie was, I was like, damn it. And then he just left. And I went, night. She went one way and I went home.
Night.
We just sat in the cinema and watched a movie and then we left each other.
But that's how it went though.
But
even the smallest thing was like a big move. I remember just like even thinking about like kissing a girl for the first time when I was there, I was fucking shitting myself.
You're watching YouTube tutorials because I was all over that shit.
Did you?
100%. 100%. When was I really was young?
We didn't have that. We had to like look in a diagram.
Yeah, we did. We didn't have it.
Wait, how old are you?
How old do you think we are?
That's such a risky thing for you. Don't, not for me.
I'd say 31, 30. No, maybe not. I think them are like 29, but it could just be because of the tan.
Oh,
you know? He didn't have a tan.
Wait, he looks younger
30.
Than me.
You guys, no, you, I'd say 30.
25. 30. I look 25, but no, act.
That is...
Chip, no, you don't. You don't.
Super
Jamie's 38.
There was literally no empathy in your voice. There was no empathy. It was just, nah, you don't. And I was like...
You've got smooth skin, though.
He does a lot to
achieve
skin,
that. Smooth skin, but I look old.
No, it's just something in your eyes, then.
If there's a procedure going, Jamie's had it.
I have old eyes.
He rubs hummus on his face.
Yeah, he rubs hummus on his asshole. It's great for the skin.
But we had this thing. Yeah, so we didn't know. So you used to watch YouTube videos?
Yeah, 100%. How to Kiss a Girl, all that shit. I'll be watching there, like, yeah. That's right. And
yeah, sorry, getting really.
That's
yeah.
the spot. Yeah. I'm there.
Watching kissing on it. Yeah. He just got it.
And then you just practice on your hand. It's like.
Well, you used to practice on your hand.
Yeah, but then when I went in for my first kiss, I was experienced. You lot were slacking.
Yeah,
I was
that's
out
true.
There watching
it's
those
true.
YouTube videos, dropping.
But
a couple
but
likes.
Quite weird that you would be experienced. I think because the other person would be like, he's quite experienced at this. He's obviously been watching YouTube videos and practicing on his hand. Yeah.
I don't think they probably.
They wouldn't have clocked onto that. That was that was an underground tactic.
Yeah.
You know? Was it under? So how old were you? Your first kiss?
Probably like. 14, 15?
Yeah, I would have been 12, 13.
Yeah,
I was 12.
Yeah,
I was 11.
Really?
Mine was 11 first.
I think mine was quite young, like 10, behind the big oak tree in the playground.
Oh, that oak tree, nice.
Yeah.
Hang on, no, right. Can I just explain this? I kissed Eliza Winwood and Hannah Hind. I kissed. But that wasn't like
you remember like all the names to all these things. You still in contact with these people? Is that why?
No, I'm still not. No, but I just remember everyone. I got such a good memory. Like I remember everything. Okay. So, but my first kiss was Tash when we were 11 on a boat in Turkey. That was my first proper kiss. Snog. Nice. And then after that, I was Morgan.
That was
Morgan Freeman.
That was your that was your geography teacher, Morgan.
And then, it's always the geography teachers. Yeah.
And then, but I was the first everything. So I remember that. So I was at a boarding school from the age of 8, right? So we didn't really...
Parents couldn't wait to get rid of you.
So I was the first person to kiss us. And then I remember I went on holiday. And to all the listeners listening, this is probably a bit too much, but whatever. When I was 60... I must have been... 50... No, it couldn't be because I was at some of his... I was must have been 11, 12. I went on holiday.
How have you gone from 16 to...
The guy was... We went to France with my friend Edmund Miller. And we went to France. And this guy told us this secret that all boys do, which is called masturbating. And I was like, what? And this 16-year-old kid told us about it. I came back to school and told everyone about this thing that this guy had told me. And they were like, yo, you're rank, no ways, no one does that. Then day by day, they all came up to me. And then day by day, they all came up to me and went, no, you're definitely right. Yeah. And they all told it to me in secret one day after next.
Yeah.
That thing you told us? Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
That's literally what happened. I swear to God.
So you're telling me you remember your first wank then?
Yeah.
Your memory is unbelievable.
I remember the first time I orgasmed.
Don't say orgasm. It just sounds creepy.
Just say you nutted.
Yeah.
No,
you splat.
God, it's true. Well, listen, what do you want to say? Climaxed.
That's even worse. Yeah.
Okay, what do you want me to say?
You busted.
You busted one out.
The first time, I went on a trip to Normandy for a school trip, and there was a condom machine. And
it's like the bougiest fucking
I
traveled all the way to Normandy. Found the condom machine.
Sorry, Vietnam, until I was like 12 or whatever.
I can promise you that wasn't bougie, my friend.
Anyway, we got a condom from the condom machine, and it was really exciting. Anyway, I went back to my school, and that evening
you were at an old boys' school. Why were you buying condoms?
Oh, because it was exciting. It was fun.
For a poshy.
Yeah. Well, we didn't know what it was.
He knows,
We didn't know what it was. Anyway, that night I put it on. And it was honestly like something happened, and I was like, "What the hell was that? That sound felt fantastic."
You didn't realize you got the tingly
one. Yeah.
Dancing around the room, Jesus Christ!
Came Irish. Anyway, I then put it. I didn't know where to hide it, so I hid it behind the loo in the house. Anyway, I got called into the headmaster's office the next day, because they'd found the condom behind the loo. And they asked me if it was mine, because who else? Because I was like the naughty kid. And I just said, no, it wasn't mine. And they all knew it was.
And they took the DNA. Actually going to be on your true crime.
True crime. And now you're a sperm donor.
Now I'm a sperm donor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But boys, listen, on your talking of true crime, you guys have a true crime podcast as well, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's it called?
Yep. Fellas Mysteries.
Very original.
Very creative.
Inventive. Yeah. Like it.
But you guys dress up in it, which I think is such a good idea. It's basically you play characters. Right? Yeah. How does it work?
Well, when I bought the costumes, I was like, right, I need to get two different looking costumes here. We both need to look like, you know, detectives. I bought Cal this ugly brown trench coat. Just a clap tie, everything. Yeah. Didn't look good. And then I was like, yeah, I'll get myself some suspenders. I'll look
good. You went to Savile Row and got it like a tailor. Yeah. I'm going to look fantastic.
Well, I didn't even know that there was going to be costumes until I rocked up on the day. And he goes, here's your trench coat. I go, mate, this is not what like a detective looks like. I look like something very different.
Hang on. That's not what a detective... What does a detective look like?
Well, I just thought it was like a blazer and a tie.
True.
Anyways, look, so it's one of those trench coats that looks like I'm just ready to flash someone.
And you wouldn't look like you flash someone.
Right.
Okay. If I saw Cal on the street, I'd be like, he's about to flash me.
He's about to get his knob out. Give him 5 seconds, his knob's going out.
And there it is.
Yeah.
But why did you guys decide to do true crime?
This is what he wanted to do. He wanted to do one for ages.
Wanted to do it for ages. And then after we started the podcast, I was like, oh, well, we may as well do it together because, you know, we're smashing this so easily. Mm. And then we got in touch with a guy that made us the old set, said, look, we need, you know, an 80s looking investigator's office. And he literally smashed it out in like 2 weeks, came around, built the whole thing, and we just sat there really good.
I feel like true crime is great, a big one. People love true crime at the moment. Yeah. And that's the thing that I actually watch it at night time. When you guys get into bed, do you just fall straight asleep or do you lie in bed watching like YouTube?
I always watch something.
Yeah, something.
True crime at night is not good.
I watch it at night.
Nah, it messes your head up.
What do you messes?
Well, you have like bad dreams and stuff.
I don't know.
You squeal in your sleep. I've heard you a few times.
I have squealed in my sleep before. But that's what I watch tonight is true crime ones. They're insane. And there's this amazing one. Shout out to this guy. It's called JCS, Criminal Psychology. I was showing you, Chip, it. And basically it's where this guy, it's all interrogations. If any of you listeners want to go and watch it, it's insane. And he talks over the interrogation in an interrogation. And you see by every little movement, these guys who do interrogations are so skilled.
He's analysing.
Every move. The reason why they're saying this, the reason why this tactic is working, stuff like that. Yeah. And it's just insane what you can read by someone's body language.
He should do that on old episodes of Made in Chelsea with you, Ian.
Be quite good.
He's shitting himself here. He knows he's fucked up.
He's clearly chatting shit again.
Yeah.
But wait, you find cases. Is it always murder cases? How does it work?
No. We pit both. We've done, sometimes there'll be cases that are completely solved. We already know the outcome, unsolved cases. It is normally involves murders, but
one recently, which was called one of the toughest internet puzzles, I suppose. And it was believed to be like this underground network, and they wanted to hire the most skilled people at problem solving. So what they did was they created like this massive puzzle / treasure hunt. It was like a treasure hunt,
online treasure hunt,
international treasure hunt.
I heard about this. Like,
it's called Cicada.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What happened with it? So what happened with it?
I swear it kind of like fizzled out.
It became a cult
or something, didn't it? And it got a bit fucked up from what.
Yeah.
So explain it what it is as quickly.
Yeah. So like it was this Cicada wanted to create this. They wanted to create like this bit of like a following / like you said, maybe a bit of a cult. There's a lot of like hearsay, there's a lot of rumors as to, because no one knows exactly what it is, but essentially what they would do is at the beginning of every year for like 3 years they would come out with this new puzzle, and then it was the first people to complete the puzzle would be accepted in. Mm-hmm. But with the latest one still hasn't been solved years on. And they haven't really come out and said anything. So we think that they're just waiting for that to be solved eventually.
That's not. What do you get accepted into?
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah. The people who make it to the final rounds, once you get there, they tell them not to say anything. Like, you're one of the select few in the entire world that made it. And obviously, I guess those people are agreeing to it for some reason.
Yeah.
Because nothing really comes out after that.
Are you boys a conspiracy theorist at all?
Yeah, we enjoy them. Like, he's massive into aliens. He loves aliens.
Wait, so, Chip, I just asked that question, and you went, nah.
That's not conspiracy, though. Don't
ahead. That's
So you think aliens exist or what?
Oh, definitely, yeah. 100. I really do think
But
so.
Why? Why? Give me a reason.
It's just like when I look at the universe and how big it is. Have you ever watched those, like, videos, right, where it shows the Earth and it just zooms out constantly. It's constantly going out. And then you see how many stars and planets there are and how many habitable ones there can be. And you're just sat there like, nah, it can't be. There's just no way. We can't be the only ones.
Yeah.
But then we get into that really scary thing. We talk about simulation.
Yeah.
The Matrix.
I like the idea of a simulation.
Why?
Matrix is great.
Well, I think
it, no. I rewatched it again, actually, recently.
I think the probability of us being in a simulation is extremely high.
Like. But why is that? Does that comfort you?
I don't really give a shit.
That's a great way to be. I think that's
because,
a great
like,
way
because
to be.
Because otherwise, you just sat there and you're constantly like, oh, I'm trying to figure
out. There's
nothing out,
you like, can
who
do.
Fucking cares?
You can't do anything.
You can't do anything. You're going to break out the simulation. Yeah,
it's not going to
well,
happen.
Well, Neo did. So
yeah, oh, there you go. True. And that is a fourth film coming out.
I would be the worst person to break out the simulation. Oh, God, where am I? Get me back in. Yeah. I would never take
There's
that
no hummus on this side of the simulation.
What's going on? Oh, God, where am I? No, I think, so you think aliens do exist.
Yeah.
But you know Cal's a flat earther.
Oh God!
So we actually.
How did you find this out? How did you find this out?
I just guessed.
You get it on his wiki.
You were sat there editing my wiki last night, like stupid flat earther. Yeah, yeah. We've said we'd love to have a flat earther on, but we'd also are very much against getting a flat earther on because we think we would get absolutely toasted in
a debate.
Because these guys, they have an answer for everything. And unless I am so clued up, I'm going to lose it. And I'll go in there thinking I'm going to take the piss out of this flat earther and I'll come out looking like a twat.
But you should get like a scientist on as well who can just take them down.
Yeah, or an astronaut.
Like Neil deGrasse Tyson or whatever.
I've seen the Earth and it's round.
Yeah,
that would be good.
Yeah.
I do think that's right. When you go into those types of debates, you have to be really clued up in whatever you're beginning to say. I went into... I had... Carl Frosch, the boxer on
the guy that fought at Wembley.
Yeah, the guy who fought at Wembley. He's a great dude, actually. And his brother is a massive conspiracy theorist. And I was talking to him about Flat Earth because his brother believes it. And anything I said to him, he would counter with something else. And I was like, hang on a second, this is a bit weird. There is you can't disprove someone who says the Earth is flat. That's the problem. And the only problem is that you can disprove that the world is round. So that's why they're so kind of like clued up.
Wasn't someone going to fly a load of them up into space just to shut them up?
It's nonsense. I think Elon Musk would have said he was going to do it.
That would be fantastic.
No, but it doesn't even matter because then guess what they say? Well, obviously, they've been paid a lot of money by Elon Musk to come down and say this, or he's threatened them, or they're under some sort
of... Oh, they'll be there in the shuttle like now.
Or it's a simulation.
Those aren't real.
Yeah.
I'm in a studio.
Yeah.
Would you, if you... So Jeff Bezos, obviously, he paid like $7 billion to fly into space.
Mm-hmm. In a massive cock. You see the shape of the rocket.
It was very impressive. Yeah,
it was a lot better than Richard Branson's one, wasn't
it? Oh my God, you're in this battle as well.
I love the suits that they had. They look so sci-fi.
Because he actually went up in a rocket, like, you know, whereas Richard Branson was like a plane and then the rocket detected.
And they had this weird beef. They had this weird beef with each other where
he rescheduled it to do it before him.
Yeah, where Richard Branson, like Jeff Bezos, made fun of Branson because... He didn't go high enough. Yeah, it was like a rich off. Like, he's like paid more money to get into space. It's crazy. Would you guys go into space given the option?
Yeah, we talk about this all the time.
We've done like 1,000 different scenarios. Chip, given the one that you said to me, you were like,
was the one?
It was like, would you go up into space with a 50% chance? Or would you go to the moon, was it?
You go to Mars, you get to be the first person on Mars, but it's a 50% chance that you live.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're creating a legend there, you know, legacy. You know, Jamie Lang, first man on Mars. Mm-hmm.
Got it. So 50% chance.
50% chance. What are you doing? You reckon you're doing it?
Yeah, I'd do that. For humanity. Yeah.
Get me out there. Let's do it.
Would you do it? I'm not doing it.
It won't be long before they'll be doing boxing matches in space. They'll be doing YouTube.
In
space.
That'd be 6-0.
Grab fights.
Zero G fights.
Like so slow, though.
Yes. Okay, here's the last question before we go. How much did KSI make from the Logan Paul fight?
Oh, I love it. He's just trying to get a title out of his hair. I actually don't know.
That's the worst question to ask because we don't actually know.
I just know it's definitely probably fucking bread.
Yeah. Okay, what
like, we're talking, got, it's in the millions, but I don't know.
Did he buy the Beerus necklace after that?
I don't actually know.
Because that would make a lot of sense if he did.
He bought like a really expensive neck. I don't know if it was
Then what do you think Logan Paul made from Mayweather?
Probably, I think it's like 20 mil.
Jesus.
That's all right,
I would hazard a guess around 15 to 20.
What do you reckon Mayweather made for that?
Probably like 50-60.
Oh my god. All right, team, listen, fellas podcast, Chip, Cowd, thank you so much for coming
thank
on the podcast.
Yeah,
dude, honestly, it's been an absolute, and listen, we're coming on your one as well. So to all you listeners, go and check out their podcast, the Fellas Podcast. It's a real, it's banger. Get it on YouTube, get it on Spotify, get it on Apple Podcasts, all those kind of things. Boys, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Yes, likewise. It has. Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys. Cheers. All right, everybody, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.